This is Derek Warren here interviewing Tim Hemman with IDOT. He is the project engineer for District 7. Thank you for joining me today, Tim.
Yeah, good to be here.
I'll just get right on into it. We got the I-70 construction coming up. It's set to start again on April 9th. There's been a few changes as far as safety features since last year, some much-needed safety updates. Can you kind of give us some details on that?
Yeah, the project, like you said, is going to start after the eclipse, shortly after probably the 9th, and start shortly after that. Some of the safety features we're adding transverse Brembo strips in advance of the work zone. These would be roughly 3 miles out, so as they approach the work zone, they hit the rumble strips and they'll send a message board giving them some information about the project. And also, if there is a backup, you know, that will, these rumble strips will alert them of any backups, you know, that to be alert, you know, of construction ahead. Also, we're adding rumble strips within the work zone, roughly a third of the mile through the work zone, or a third of the distance through the work zone, and two-thirds of the distance through the work zone. The work zone is roughly 8 miles long, so we're having two sets of rumble strips in there. And the idea there is when they hit them rumble strips, we will have a message board just in advance, or after they hit them, and they look up and we'll have a message there to give them some information about not being distracted, to pay attention to the vehicles in front of them, and to maintain the work zone speed limit.
Right.
Also, we're adding, we have the work zone maintain work zone speed limit signs out there last year. We're going to actually put the speed limit sign, the 55 mile per hour speed limit sign on that. So they know exactly what we want them to maintain, 55 mile per hour. We're going to also increase the Illinois State Police presence out there. They'll be out there on a daily basis, and they may be ticketing distracted drivers as needed. But hopefully that, you know, gets, you know, the motoring traveling public's attention to stay alert out there. We're going to communicate regularly with the Illinois Trucking Association and Midwest Trucking Associations to give them information on what's going on with the project, and maybe they can relay the message out to the truckers. And another item, we're planning on sending an email blast out to emergency responders, local agencies, and the general public to give them any milestone information, or to the emergency responders, we'll give them information on access points to any accidents that may happen, for future accidents, any changes in the work zone.
And
we're going to add additional message boards displaying message to avoid distracted driving, and we will also be continually changing the messages to try to keep the driver's attention. I know some drivers come through on a weekly basis or daily basis or monthly basis, and it becomes routine. They see the same messages and everything, so we're going to change things up a little bit. And in advance of the eastbound traffic, you know, we have the I-70-57 split. We're going to put two message boards in the eastbound lanes to try to get the 57 traffic all the way over into the inside lane before they get to the 45 interchange, so they don't get stuck in any backups or anything.
That's good. Yeah, having two interstates right there coming together always makes it a little bit hectic.
Yeah, we had some issues where 57 traffic would be on the outside lane, and by the time they got close to the project, they had a hard time getting over to the left lane. So we're going to have some advanced arrows and message boards to try to get them over to the left-bound lane sooner so they can hit the 57 ramps without getting into our 70 project.
I got you. And you mentioned that ISP is going to have a bigger presence there, that on site. And what about the county sheriffs and local police? Are they also going to be working with them as well?
Yeah, we'll work with them. You know, if we have any accidents or anything like that, they'll be involved off the interstate, but they won't be involved on the interstate.
Right, because that's state level anyway, mm-hmm. for that type of thing. That's federal level, actually, right?
Yeah, mainly state. It's the, you know, Illinois State Police. They usually handle the interstates, and that's who we normally deal with on, you know, with our state projects. And we have what they call the hire back program, which we can have them come out there specifically for this project.
Okay, well, that'd be kind of like seasonal work, temporary work.
Yeah, normally the hire backs, it's normal. A lot of it's during the construction season, but it can be year round.